Well, hello and welcome to this Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well and hope you've had a great weekend. Been a bit of a mixed bag here, but I'll talk about that in a moment. But I just need to say it is late tonight. I'm sorry for getting this out so late. I don't really want to know what's happened. It just feels like 1 minute I'm on top of everything and then the time has just slipped away. Now, like I said, it has been a bit of a mixed bag this weekend. Saturday was just a complete washout. One of those days where rain just settles in and there's very little I can do. There was a 2-hour window where it wasn't raining, but I had to use that opportunity to walk Roxy, our dog, because, well, you know, I think she needs walking is more important than me going out into the garden. However, that time wasn't wasted. I did get loads of indoor bits done, which is, you know, still edging towards being our productive period. Sorting seeds out was good. Tidied a few things up. Generally just made the most of the rainy weather. Today, though, has been a completely different story. I visited the bees first thing this morning. I've got to say, they were really great to see again. Calm, steady, bringing in nectar. Exactly what we want to see. Every time I open up these hives, I feel like I'm learning something new. So I'm really, really impressed with what's going on here. I'm really looking forward to really getting honey out of these bees as well. I think this is going to be amazing when it happens. It's going to be such a journey. I'm so, so excited. Now, after that, I headed to the allotment, and it was just a lovely day down on the allotment where I got stuck into a few jobs, did a few things, bit of weeding, mulching, more of what you'll hear tomorrow on the podcast. I've been trying to visit the allotment every day for a couple of hours this weekend. Saturday was difficult. As I said, it was raining, but I did go down the allotment first thing, but couldn't really get much done, so I spent some time in the greenhouse. Now, today I sowed the Bellotti beans from this month's seed pack, and Bellotti beans are a fantastic plant. So they're like this beautiful red and white striped colour that I think looks stunning on the allotment, looks stunning in a vegetable garden. They taste great and they are really satisfying to eat as well. Now, I always start these Bellotti beans in pots rather than straight into the ground. Bellotti beans do hate root disturbance, so they need quite deep pots, deep modules filled with good quality compost. And they will produce some roots, like most beans, and as those roots grow, they need the space to go. Now, the Bellotti beans are, you know, they're a substantial seed. They're quite big, so they do go about 2 centimetres deep in the compost, or in my case, a knuckle's worth on my finger. I just push it down into the soil, push the compost back over, give it a good watering, and move on to the next. Now, they're really easy to get started. They don't need much fuss, need a bit of warmth and even moisture. So just keeping them in a shed, but there's no harm at this time of year in sowing them outside as well. You could sow them directly, of course, wherever they are to grow. But I'm starting mine off in pots because it's just how it works for me. Now, once they're germinated and once they're growing strongly and I feel the weather is warm enough, which at this time of year it is, we're going to plant them outside. But we're going to start by putting up a bean frame for them to climb up. Bellottis are climbers, so they need something sturdy to scramble up. Now, this could be like I use my hazel sticks, simply made into a frame. Nothing complicated about that at all. Could use bamboo canes instead or any type of thing that are out on the market that beans like to climb up. Just put the bean frame in is my advice, and then plant the beans in following it on. Give them a good watering and pretty soon, especially with some warm weather, they will start scrambling up the frame. Now, once they are planted, they are thirsty once they get going. So a good deep soak at the base is far better than a sprinkle. A good bit of good watering, a good few cans worth, makes all the difference. Bit of compost and light feeding at planting time is all they need as well. They're not hungry feeders, but I do also like to mulch them with some straw or compost, whatever you have available, just to keep that soil moist at all times. Like I say, they can be quite thirsty once they get going, but once you get that mulch in, you know how much I love a mulch, it makes all the difference. Now, you can pick these beans when they're young and small, just like green beans. And they're fantastic. They can be used like that. They're tasty. But what I really like to do with these is letting them mature into those beautiful speckled bellotti beans. These then dry out in the pods, and they are perfect for storing as dried beans in a tin, in the larder, wherever you may keep it, used in winter stews or anything like that. So really, really good versatile plant to grow. Really, really fantastic edible plant to grow. And today marks the start of our bellotti growing journey for this year. Now, on a Sunday, I like to give you something. I'm really struggling with my words tonight. Now, something I like to do on a Sunday is to give you something to mull about over the week. And the question I'm going to ask you this week is, what's the one crop that you've grown that surprised you the most and why? Now, this could be a crop that was easier than expected. Maybe it tasted better than you imagined. Maybe it became your new favourite. Just send me an email, richard@theveggrowerpodcast, with your answer. For me, it was the dragon's egg cucumbers that I sowed last year. Those, or was it the year before? Those cucumbers were absolutely delicious. They tasted fresh. They tasted so good. Grown just like ordinary cucumbers, they were heavenly. And now I grow those every year just because they taste so good. They really did surprise me with how well they taste. So that is the crop that has surprised me. Really easy to grow, really tasty. What about you? Let me know your answer to that. I know I've got a few emails to get back to, which I'm going to do tomorrow. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up because I want to get to bed. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. Hope you've enjoyed it. We will be back again with the main podcast on Monday and then back on Thursday with another seed that we've been sowing. So thank you so much. Until next time, please take care.